White Creek hasn't undergone dredging since the early 2000s. Now the waterway is again clogged with underwater hazards and sandbars, making the creek difficult to use, even with the waterway markings in place. Dinreck identified White Creek as one of its first dredging projects to start after getting feedback from boaters who use the state's waterways. The agency is also taking advantage of a technology that wasn't used last time to help keep nearby marshes from going underwater.
So this particular technology, thin layer placement, is merely accelerating the natural process of sediment deposition that happens in back bay systems due to the incoming and outgoing tides.
That's Ram Mohan with Anchor QEA, a firm that works on projects like White Creek. Mohan says this technology will help raise nearby wetlands so they can continue to help prevent flooding and reduce erosion, even as sea levels rise. Dinreck expects to start dredging in October of next year. They first need to obtain permits for the project, which will involve more public comment periods. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.